Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Thank you for joining me. And with the Lord's help, we can conclude a message I've entitled On Believing God. And we've been looking at an example or parallel, if you will, for our lives in the book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke, the first chapter, the story of what occurred in the life of the father of John the Baptist, by Zacharias by name, who was a godly priest, and his wife Elizabeth, who was a righteous woman of God. Let me just read verse 59 and following. It came to pass that on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child. John had been born, and they called him Zacharias after the name of his father. And his mother answered and said, Not so, but he shall be called John. And they said unto her, There is none of thy kindred that is called by this name. And they made sign to his father how he would have him called or named. And he asked for a writing table, and he wrote, saying, His name is John. And they marveled all. They were astonished. And what happened then was another miracle. His mouth was opened immediately, and his tongue loosed, and he spake and praised God. And fear came on all that dwelt round about them, and all these things that were noised abroad throughout all the hill country of Judea. And all they that heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, What manner of child shall this be? And the hand of the Lord was with him. And basically that verse 80 said, The child grew and waxed strong in spirit and was in the desert till the day of his shewing unto Israel. Now, let's make a comparison. They expected, the people, the friends of Zacharias and Elizabeth, expected that they would follow a tradition that had always occurred, that a firstborn son would be named after the father. But God had intervened, and basically they were told that his name was to be John. And so, to make a comparison to today's world, Jesus is saying to his church today, in the face of those here on this earth who are determined to follow tradition, religious dogmas, and creeds rather than the Word of God, God wants us to be open to allow Him to rule and run His church. He doesn't need help. Remember, we're just members of the body. Don't forget, the position of head has been taken. He is the head of His church, of His body. And then, of course, his relative said, Well, no one's named in all that lineage of your kindred. And when, of course, John actually took a writing pad and wrote that his name is John, they marveled very much, all of them. But the word from God was obeyed. And what do we see happen? His mouth was open, his tongue was loosed, and then he spake and praised God. And you know, I've always felt for years, for decades, that it was important for Jesus, when he was born, he grew up, we don't know much about those early years, but about 30 years of age, he made his appearance, he began his public ministry, and of course, you know, that started with an encounter with John the Baptist. And he came up to John and he said to be baptized. And John said, Oh, God, you know, no, I need to be baptized of you. And Jesus said, Suffer us to fulfill all righteousness. And of course, when he was baptized, he came out of the water. The Father spoke, This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. The Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form as a dove. And so, what do we see? This began the ministry of of Jesus. But in the time prior to that, John had been preparing the people. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, that was him. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. But beloved, Jesus is coming back again. He is returning. And from every sign we can see how prophecies have been fulfilled, the times that are upon us, it is truly as in the days of Noah. Noah was a preacher of righteousness, but the seed of man had become corrupted. Man just had evil continually. In fact, it said it repented the heart of God that he even made man. His poor heart was so crushed and hurt by all the things that the enemy had done, all the things that man had turned away from righteousness, and there was evil continually. But God was wanting to preserve the pure seed, the human seed, because, you know, it's interesting, very telling scripture in Genesis when the Lord spoke that there would be the seed of Satan and the seed of the woman, and so below, and there would be warfare, but it assured victory because the seed of the woman, Jesus, would crush the head of the serpent, praise God. But what happened? We see that Zacharias, the father of John, when his tongue was loose, what was the first thing he did? He began to praise God. Let's read what he had to say. The first thing he hadn't spoken in 9 months or so. And it said, he was filled with the Holy Ghost. He prophesied, saying, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people and hath raised up an horn of salvation for us in the house of David, of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he sware to our father Abraham. And beloved, I'm going to stop in the reading of the word right now to say that just as Jesus had John the Baptist to prepare his way, an individual who would speak the words of repentance, and because the kingdom of God was at hand, beloved, we now, as the body of Christ, not an individual, not a ministry, but the corporate body of Christ throughout the earth, we are those who are called to prepare the way of the Lord. And it's interesting to hear the things that Zacharias said by the Spirit of the Lord as he prophesied. He said that God was going to raise up a horn of salvation in the house of David. He was talking about Jesus. Why? That we should be saved from our enemies, from the hand of those that hate us, to perform the covenant which he sware to Abraham. Beloved, he is the father of the faithful. That covenant that God gave to Abraham, it has and will be totally fulfilled at the end of days, and the Jewish people will come in, the remnant that God has ordained, they will acknowledge the Savior, their Messiah. And he goes on to say, because we are one new man, we are Jew and Gentile in Christ, that he would grant unto us, this is now verse 74, that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear. It's interesting he said that. Remember, that's without unbelief, beloved, that we will be delivered from the hand of the enemy. Jesus has triumphed over all the work of darkness. He's given us power over all power of the enemy, as he said later on in the Gospel of Luke 10 and 19. Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. And he goes on to say, to serve the Lord without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And now he speaks to his boy, to John, and he's speaking to us, beloved, by the spirit of prophecy. Thou child, thou body of Christ, shall be called prophet of the highest. We're preachers of the word of the Lord. We have been called, anointed of the Lord to proclaim the word of God, to prepare the Lord for his coming. For thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways. Beloved, we've been called to do that. We have been called as the body of Christ to say, Jesus is coming again. What are we to say? To give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins. Repent. Jesus saves. That's our message. And also, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, through God's love to not just confront people, to not just condemn them, but to go in the love and mercy of the Lord. Verse 79, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Praise God. This is what we have been called to do, beloved. Today, by comparison, when the body of Christ, when the church lets the word of God be written, is, if you will, in our hearts, in agreement with their faith, on their hearts, that it would come, speak, they would speak the word of the Lord, they would obey the word of the Lord, and the knowledge that his word is true, and that they will obey it. Beloved, once we start obeying the word of God, we will be loosed from spiritual bondage. And notice, he praised God as soon as he could speak. Beloved, when we are set free, brother, sister, the first thing we're going to do is praise God. God is raising up the tabernacle of David. He will cause that which has been broken down to be restored, and the power of God will be released in our lives. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, beloved, even at this moment, do I anoint you? Do I cause the very power of God to flow through this broadcast to you as your heart opens to receive that which I have for you by the Spirit of prophecy? Beloved, receive and know that I am empowering you to gain new ground, to move into a realm you've not known before, to know me as you've never known before, and to see the works of God accomplished in your life. I cause your faith to be stirred, that you shall believe me for the impossible, says the Lord. Praise God. I feel the presence and the anointing of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, as you have spoken, so let it be. Let your body be empowered. Let your people rejoice. Even as Zacharias, he did doubt, Lord, but then he saw you were faithful to fulfill your word, and he praised you, and he declared the word of the Lord to his generation, just as we are to do today. Praise God. Well, my time is gone, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. I invite you to write, share your prayer request. If you're being blessed by the broadcast, won't you write? God bless you. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh.